everybody. Matthew Leary here. I want to take a second to welcome you to Tuesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're talking about yielding to the Lord. And we're learning how to live a life that is yielded to Him. Now, I want to start today's broadcast by reading a scripture in Romans chapter 6, verse 13. It says this, "Yield yourselves unto God." The word yield in that verse means to stand beside or stand with. And this is a big part of yielding to the Lord. It is to say, I'm with you, Lord. I'm yielding to you. I'm in agreement with you. I'm with you. Now in James chapter 4, verse 7, it says this, "Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Now the word submit in that verse means to yield. And friend, you and I, you can see from those two verses, we are to yield to the Lord. We're to submit to Him. We're not supposed to be resisting the Lord or opposing the Lord. Rather, we are supposed to be yielding to Him. Now, what again does it mean to be yielded to Him? It means I agree with Him. I align with Him, and I'm with Him on all things. I believe what He says. I say what He says. I do what He says. I'm with Him. Now, why would God have to write to believers in James chapter 4 and tell us to submit to the Lord? I mean, aren't all believers yielding to the Lord? Why would he have to write that to us in Romans? Yield yourselves unto the Lord. Why would he have to write that to believers? Friend, because as a believer, you can get in a place where you are not yielding to the Lord and you are actually resisting him. You know, in Luke chapter 6, verse 46, Jesus said this, "Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say?" These are people that are calling him Lord, and yet they are resisting him. And so just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you're living a yielded life. You can be a Christian and actually be living in a state of resistance to the Lord. What do I mean? I mean, the Lord says, go to church, and you don't. The Lord says, read your Bible, and you don't. The Lord says, don't say that. Come on, and you do. You can live in a state of resistance to the Lord and be a believer. You know, in Acts chapter 7, verse 51, it says this, "Why do you always resist the Holy Ghost?" And so these people were not just resisting him once, they were always doing it. They were living in a state of resistance to the Lord. What he told them to do, they didn't do. What he told them to say, they didn't say. What he told them to believe, they didn't believe. And this is a state of resistance. And friend, as a believer, you can get into that state of resistance where you pay no attention to the Lord, you don't do anything He says, and that's not how we're supposed to be living. We're supposed to be living our lives yielded to the Lord, in agreement with Him, believing what He says, doing what He says, saying what He says. Now, why should this be important to you and me? Well, friend, yielding to the Lord is the first step in walking in victory over the enemy. I want to say that to you again. Yielding to the Lord is the first thing that must happen if we're going to walk in victory over our adversary. Let me read James chapter 4, verse 7 to you again and see if you can catch it. Verse 7 says this, "Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Now, the end of that verse is the enemy fleeing from you. But the first thing that must happen if you're going to get to the place where the enemy is fleeing from you is you have to submit to and yield to the Lord. And friend, this is one of the big reasons why you and I should be interested in yielding to the Lord and living a yielded life, because if we do, we can walk in victory over our adversary. You know, you won't live in victory if you live in resistance to God. I need to say that to you again. You won't live in victory if you live in resistance to God. You know, in Psalm 81, verse 10, the Lord said this, "I am the Lord your God. I rescued you from Egypt. Just ask, and I'll give you whatever you need. But my people, Israel, you refused to listen, and you would have nothing to do with me. So I let you be stubborn and keep following your own advice. My people Israel, if you only would listen and do as I say, I, the Lord, would quickly defeat your enemies with my mighty power." What's going on here? God is talking to his people, and he's saying, you won't listen to me. You won't yield to me. You won't pay attention to me. And if you would, I would soon defeat your enemies for you. And so because they're not yielding to the Lord, they're not walking in victory over their adversaries. I want to say that to you again. Because they're not yielding to the Lord, they're not walking in victory over their adversaries. And friend, you and I, as believers, we're not going to experience victory in our lives if we're living in resistance to God. You know, the more resistant you are to the Lord, the more trouble you're going to have with the devil. And many believers are living like this. They're living in a state of resistance to the Lord. They're paying no attention to him. They're not yielding to him. They're not doing what he says. They're not believing what he says. And they're having all these problems with the devil, and they're wondering why. Well, why am I having all this trouble? Why am I having all these problems with the enemy? Friend, if you live in resistance to God, you are going to have problems with the devil. Why? Because James 4:7 said, "Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." And so the first step in getting victory over the enemy and in walking in victory over him is to yield to the Lord. You know, a lot of people think, well, the first step in having victory over the devil is to pray. That's not what James 4:7 said. It didn't say pray to God and he'll make the devil leave you alone. It said the first thing you must do if you want to have victory in this life and walk in victory over your adversary is you must submit and yield to the Lord. You must submit to him. You must yield to him. And this is how Jesus walked in victory over the enemy in his life. Let me read you a couple verses. In John 14:30, Jesus said, "The prince of this world has nothing in me." What's he saying? The enemy has no victory over me. Why would that be? Well, in John 8:26, Jesus said this, "I always do those things that please him." And so the reason why Jesus walked in such victory over our adversary is because he lived his life totally yielded to the Father. And friend, if you and I want to walk in victory over the enemy, the first thing that must happen is we must get yielded to the Lord. We must live in a yielded state to him. And when we do, we're positioning ourselves to experience great victory over our enemy. If we live in resistance to the Lord and pay no attention to him and just do what we want, we're going to have problems in our life. We're going to have problems with the devil in our lives. And so let's not be believers who are resistant to the Lord. Let's be believers who are completely and totally yielded to Him. Praise the Lord. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, friend, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, you and I are to yield to God and not resist Him. Number two, believers can resist the Lord. And just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you're living a yielded life. And then number three, yielding to God is the first thing that must happen if we want to walk in victory over our adversary. And so you and I are very interested in learning how to live this yielded life. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we do thank you today that we can walk in victory over our adversary. We can see him flee from our lives. But Father, we acknowledge the first thing that must happen if we're going to have victory over him is we have to yield to you. And so, Lord, we just do it right now. As an act of our will by faith, we make a decision to yield to you, to live in a yielded state to you, and to agree with you, to believe what you say, to say what you say, to do what you say, to follow the promptings and the leadings of your Spirit. And Father, we thank you because we are positioned to walk in victory over the enemy, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, hey, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Wednesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to continue this teaching on being yielded to the Lord. We'll see you then. Hey, everybody, Matthew Larry here. Hey, I just want to take a second to invite you to North Smoke Church on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. My wife Amber and I launched the church in January of 2020, and we just want to invite you to be a part of one of our services. Now, if you come to one of our services, you will experience the presence of God. You will be fed the Word of God, and you will be around people of faith who love the Lord. You know, North Smoke Church is a great place to go to church, and you will like coming to church here. And so we just want to invite you to be a part of one of our services, and we hope to see you soon.